Disclaimer, this show contains coarse language, terrible banter, and mature themes which may not be suitable for younger audiences. Parental guidance is advised.
It's the Morning Shake. Run back for your Thursday, the 7th of March, 2020.
Full team on deck today. That's Tim, Riggs and Gabs. And we have also got a special guest joining us for, you know, the start of the show, for the podcast. We got Curls in the building, everybody.
Thank you for hanging with us, brother.
Oh, mate, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So in here, we can just talk. We can say whatever the fuck we want to say.
We can talk a whole bunch of shit, really.
Wow.
How good does it feel to just take your bra off after work?
Yeah, just,
that's what it is.
Do you know what? I've actually never, ever genuinely sworn in any of my videos, but I might make an exception now.
Only if it feels right.
Only if it feels right, bro.
Okay, wait. Piss.
Whoa.
Lahore.
Damn, bro.
What are the bad words that some of your Samoan friends have taught you?
Too many.
Okay, I know two solid ones. Okay, obviously the classic kefir. Yeah.
Naughty.
And then we've got one that I put in a video quite a while ago and has, yeah, definitely been formed a lot of the recognitions and greetings that I've had around this country, is Lahore. Honestly, do you know what is so funny? Is I get genuinely, no matter where I'm in the country, quite often I'll get someone come up to me and go, oh, it's the Lahore guy. The Lahore guy. That's what you're known for.
That's the Lahore guy.
Great.
That's your little tag right there, man. Damn. That's so funny.
Next time someone says that to you, you can say, no, I'm the Tenga guy.
The Tenga guy.
Yeah. It means I'm the good guy from overseas.
Okay. It doesn't mean that, does it?
It does.
Damn.
Make some noise for the Tenga boys.
Oh, yo. Way.
Tenga is a penis in Tongan.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, there's still a whole bunch to learn, man, if you're coming down the avenue of the Polynesians, by the way.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, and I mean, you know the other thing to look out for is watch out for the mocks, bro, because these guys, man, they're
you gotta come back
hard
with
out.
It.
They're
Don't,
hard out.
Yeah.
You know, if you try and roast Polynesian, they come back even.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't even. No.
Yeah, that's the worst part, man, about these guys.
No, I'm telling
you. What are you saying, these guys? You're one of the guys.
You're the worst.
You're like one of the kingpins of the guys.
What the? Not me, bro. No way. I've been a good boy lately, man. Jeez.
What about any Māori words? Have you heard any Māori ones that you're like, oh, I can't say that?
Oh,
I did say that.
Oh, this could be wrong. Is it raho?
Raho, yeah. Raho. That's raho. For your dick.
Raku.
Yeah. And obviously teke as well.
Like. Teke. That's
that was one of the ones that I first saw you in. You like talking about teke, and I was like, fuck, this is crack up, man.
Because originally,
I thought you were in the UK at the time when you were doing those videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so I always thought that, like, you know, you had tapped into this side and then, you know, people were just feeding you words to say. And then when I saw you here in New Zealand, I thought you came over here for the experience. So I didn't know you were here this whole time.
No, well, do you know what is interesting? Because I made, like, as I say, some very, very just like PG videos, you know, trying raro and just like trying little bits.
Yeah.
But then in 1 week, I released three little videos. One was the Lahore one.
Yeah.
One was ticket. And the other one was trying spots with the two knives. And do you know what was so funny? I had people commenting on the videos being like, this guy just out of nowhere, his content has just gone out the gate. I was just like, well, you know, we've got to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, I know, man. But it's funny because, like, that, like, playing ignorance, like, you know, the card of that, like, oh man, I actually don't know what this is, but it's so funny. When you say it,
a lot of people commenting going like, do you understand what this means?
No, but you know,
yes, I do. That's why I made the video.
Yeah, it's so funny.
When you play on it, that's what cracks up the most. Remember the Lahore and the ticket videos, man. That was so good.
Oh, right. I love it.
The other one is T-Toy.
Titoy?
No.
Teats is the slang word for it.
It means to masturbate.
Oh, Titoy. Oh, that's a good one to know then.
Teats. Have some teats.
What is titoy like? What is the actual word?
It means to pull. Retract and pull your foreskin.
Wow. One word.
We didn't learn that one at Oxford, I've got to say.
Titoy.
Teats. Retract.
Retract.
I've noticed with, like in te reo, there's no swear words.
Oh, there's a few, but it's not like
It's not like islands.
What's one of those words? I don't know them. and I need to know them.
What, like that? Oh, no, nah, they get really creative with it.
You get
quite creative with it.
I think the only word that I know is patiro, but that's not even...
Oh, patiro? I've heard that. What does that mean?
That means fat.
Oh, perfect. Patiro. Oh, that was it, because when I had kina, everyone kept commenting patiro.
Yeah, that's why.
Kina farts, they call them.
That's it, yeah.
Huru-huru.
What's that?
That means like your pubic here. Huru-huru means like here, but when they say your hurus, that means your pubic here.
What about muli?
Muli.
Oh, that's your bum.
Oh, okay.
That's
someone. Oh, someone. Someone. Okay, okay, yeah.
Eat the muli.
Eat the muli. What about fours?
Fours.
Eat the dog's fours.
Eat the dog's fours. That's another one.
Damn. What does that mean, Regan?
Eat the dog's balls. Eat the dog's nuts.
Fuck, this is the only reason we wanted to bring
that the balls. It's a real key change, isn't it?
It's polylanguages 101, isn't it?
And it's nothing like educational words.
No, like, when we were doing the show, I caught myself saying heck instead of hell, and here we are, it's about eating dog's balls.
Yeah. Eating the dog's four.
Eat the dog's four. Another one. Gav, have you got any other ones that you want to teach? Or like that you know of that we
I'm
use?
Staying out of this.
Oh, stop.
Another one is hangi pants. Has anybody
Yeah,
heard
I have
that
heard
one?
That. I have
hangi
heard
pants
that.
Means a female that's very promiscuous.
Oh, okay. Why just a female? What
I was just
going to
say that.
Because there's a hole there, like a hangi pit.
I see what you mean when you say they get creative. That is creative.
See what I'm saying? We're pretty creative with this.
Yeah, that's creative. Yeah. And hoe bag is anyone from Kingsland?
Anyway.
Yeah,
first and first serve on that one.
Very good, very good.
Oh man!
Because maybe next time a little like poly person comes up to you and like tries to mock you, she'll be like, "Hi, your mum."
Yeah, it's a classic.
It's the ultimate classic.
That's a
comeback.
Classic. You can't beat that. Can
now,
you?
When you go to the ancestors, that's the worst part. Now your ancestors, yeah. Damn, what they gonna do with this, bro?
You're overboard. He's overboard. Yeah. Really?
Pololokoma.
Oh, go on.
Pololokoma. What does that mean? Your mum's got balls.
Oh wow.
Is that what I'm? Am I correct?
Tell us, Joseph, man.
I'm staying out of this. I've not been responsible.
That rolls off
for
the tongue quite nicely.
There's another Chinese one that I've learned.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's Johnny Ma.
Johnny Ma.
John, but you have to say like Johnny Ma. So Johnny means fuck your.
Oh damn.
And then Ma means your mother.
Oh. What language is that? Chinese. Wow.
Chinese. Yeah, Mandarin. Oh. Yeah. Johnny Ma.
Johnny Ma.
Johnny Lao Lao.
Imagine if you're Chinese and your name's Johnny Ma.
Yeah.
I was just thinking he's a guitarist from the Smiths. He's like from the 70s or something. Yeah.
Johnny Ma.
Johnny Ma. Wow.
Oh, I'm getting cancelled for that. Fuck. Sorry. Hey Harry, get that one out of there. Cut it out. Edit it.
Johnny Ma. Have you got in trouble from an older like Islander lady yet? Like,
funnily enough, when I did the ones just around Lahore, I did get quite a few people commenting on that, going like, "Take this off the internet. This is disgusting." Whatever. And I was like, "Come on,
man!
See this guy. See this fella's fucking feed.
Oh,
shit,
man, I do this to some of the worst things on the internet.
Oh,
even
really?
Yeah, even talking on air, we get a bit silly sometimes.
Oh. Oh, that's all good. There's a place for silliness.
Regan said that his grandmother was dead.
He's got two.
And they're both alive.
And they're both alive. They're both fine.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're fine.
Come on, man. That's my coping mechanism.
That's the way I deal with life. But no, thank you so much for coming on, man.
Guys, on a serious note, like, thank you, because I have loved it. And like I say, even like waking up this morning, I had my coffee, I was on the train, I was buzzing, come in, meet you guys, meet everyone. Like, it's such a good vibe in here. And like I said, what a cool geek you guys have. Like, it's just so amazing. Like, you must love it. And you know, good unit as well, because let's not forget, like, when you're at work, the people you spend the time with, that's, you see them more than like, you know, your own family.
Yeah, that's
true. So the fact that you've got a good unit and a good vibe and like a good atmosphere is it's amazing. I can't imagine what that must do for your mental health on a day to day. That's be so good.
Nah, that's so me, good. Bro.
And
thank you.
Bro, you're welcome back anytime you want.
I genuinely would love to come back.
Yeah. And man, we won't even give you a call, man. We'll give you a call, see how the food is all around the country
as well.
Absolutely.
When's your next trip back up here, anyways? Not sure yet.
Well, not sure, to be honest, man. It's a bit of a weird one. I've not really planned beyond the next sort of like 5 days, really. But as I say, I genuinely am moving to Auckland. It's just a case of.
You heard it here first.
Purely a financial thing. Like, as soon as I get some sort of stability with what I'm doing, then I'll be up here. Where exactly in Auckland, I don't know, but I'm not too fussed, to be honest.
Otara.
Do you know what? I went to Otara and I quite enjoyed the markets there, you know.
Oh, yeah,
like,
best markets in the world. Yeah, they got the best markets. Bro.
But I've got to say as well, I think I'm definitely more in tune with South Auckland, but this week was the first time I'd been to West Auckland. I went to Henderson, I went to Avondale, and I liked it. It was good vibes.
Did you get rushed?
See, it's so weird. Everyone always says something like, "Are you going to get rushed, bro?" I'm like, yeah, what about me rushing someone instead? Oh, don't let the posh accent call you.
Mean streets, bro. Yeah, South London, baby.
The man them's got knives, man.
The man them right there.
Well, you wanted to show us your tattoo. You got a tattoo.
Oh, yeah, I did. And as I say, I'd appreciate some, you know, whether it's from yourselves, people up and down the country, just sort of...
Yeah, tell us about it.
Any kind of thoughts. So I've got a friend called Tua. He's an absolute legend. He's down in Ponaki in Wellington. And, you know, he's got a full, forgive my pronunciation, Pia?
Pia.
And which, you know, absolutely beautiful. And he hit me up and he sort of said, look, you know, really a vibe with what you're sort of doing for our culture. And, you know, and I thought, well, you've been way too kind, but thank you. And he said, come along, I'd love to give you a free tat. And I was sort of like, wow, man, like, that's what an honor. Like, that's so cool.
That's so cool.
His Samoan chief, I just thought, wow, that's just such an amazing thing to, you know, to receive. And then I thought to myself, okay, I know obviously all the kind of complexities around kiretuhi, for, you know, Pākehā to get something that's essentially similar to a tamoko. So I was really conflicted, and I did a bit of research. I spoke to a lot of people, and at the end of the day, the reception was overwhelmingly positive. I didn't really have any kind of negativity. What was interesting was, and I don't want to maybe get too political, but I think a lot of the only people that commented, because I did put it online, that I had this beautiful, beautiful piece, and it is a beautiful piece, and I'm so honoured to have it. The only negativity came from people who themselves weren't Samoan or Polynesian. And I sort of thought, fair enough, your criticism is valid, but who the heck are you to... It's not your fight to fight. You may have that with the best intentions, but I'm not after your opinion. I'm after people who actually live this and who know. As I say, but look, I'm open to flack. I'm open to criticism. Of course I am, but, you know, I'm not sure I can remove it now. It's got a big piece.
That's beautiful, man.
Thank you, man.
So we'd love feedback on... I'd love to know, too. I'd love to be educated around this as well.
Yeah, I think it's... I mean, the way you've gone about it has been really respectful, and it's something that's been gifted to you.
Yes.
And so, you know, you're not like, yeah, I've got this tattoo, and, you know, you're not being... Because I don't know, this is just my own personal opinion as a Samoan. When you get any sort of tatau, a be'a or a malu or whatever, or a kolima or whatever, like, you then... therefore have a responsibility towards the culture. And I feel like you're taking the necessary steps, and you have been, and you're being respectful about it. So you're doing it with a lot of, you know, whālo, which is respect and alofa, to the culture and to the people who gave it to you. So
completely, Gabs. Thank you so much, because I genuinely feel that the way I saw it, whether this is valid or not, I view this as my genuinely lifelong commitment to that culture. It's not a way of me being like, oh yeah, like, oh, look at me, yeah, I've got a little bit of Samoa on me. No. This is my way of saying, I've got this now, I'm in this. I'm not here ducking in and out, making a cool couple of videos. What's the next country I'm going to, like, you know, indulge in? No. This is my commitment. That's so
beautiful. Loved it.
You know, I'm happy.
So that's where you're going to Samoa, to find a Samoan wife?
Hey, I definitely... You know what? It's funny, because I got my one of my old barbers, obviously a great guy down in Wellington, he gave me a good skin fade, and he says, like, man, you gotta get yourself a Samoan girlfriend, man. I was like, really? He goes,
they'll look after you, man.
Bro, he's like, she'll cook for you. He said, she'll fight for you. I was like,
she'll defend you.
Yeah, it's what he said. I was like, man, okay.
Settle down, Gabe, settle down. We understand your
real Samoan girl in Samoa.
You gotta go to Samoa and get your Matai title after this, bro. That's all on from
I'll
here.
Tell you what, as well, my mate Tassie, great guy, he even taught me a little bit of fire spinning as well. Like, Admittedly, when we were doing it, it was just like a metal pole. It was no actual fire on the end.
I'm on the way.
But he does it. Like, he's a pro. Like, he's amazing at it. But yeah, one day I'd like to.
There we go. Hey, thanks again for coming on through. Hey, if you want to listen to us live, 103.8 New FM, Tāmaki Makaurau, everywhere else, we're on an iHeartRadio app or at pmn.co.nz. Thank you so much, Kills.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure. Talofa.
Running Amok, the morning shack with Tim Rees and Gabby.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Who keeps taking the mic socks off for Gabby?
What the hell's going on, man?
It's the morning shack. Good morning, everybody, for Thursday, the 7th of March, 2020.
Somehow the week is feeling long, but it's feeling short. If that makes sense. You know what I mean? That's weird. You're wearing
proper clothes today.
Yeah,
so
you know what? My life's going back to normal now. You know, that's I don't want to live in a comfortable life, but I couldn't say the same for you. It's like we always swap places. Oh,
I'm wearing my nice trekkies.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
It's the Morning Shack. Hope everybody's feeling good for your Thursday, and it is time for us to reintroduce ourselves to the wider Shack community. Regan, kick it off for us, please.
I go by the name of Regan, aka Robin Hill Reeks, but still the game, baby.
Give it a little, baby, give it a little.
It's another ex boyfriend. How's your day? How's your doing?
Just to let you know, this week it's up to us.
Up to us, man. It's the Big Turk, Big Smoke, aka the new way in Super Saiyan. Hey, Bruce Lee, because we're going to take this thing.
Hiya!
Who the hell are you, bro?
They call me Young Pitter Pit Baby, a.k.a. Gladdy Wap, a.k.a. Tinfoil Timmy.
Why is that, bro?
Because I got the game wrapped up, baby. They call me Timmy, Tui, Bussa, Scoot. Young Delson, baby, I spit it for you.
Yogurt Flay, are you shush?
Yeah, you shush. I'm going to do that again so you don't do it.
Yogurt Flay.
No, we'll do it from the start. A spit hot fire.
Yogurt Flame.
Perfect.
Timmy, a fuego. Pull number 40 with your shorty and the goonies and the goons. Come on. Let them know, Gabs. Let them know.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Gabby from B and make that capital because I'm B taking over the money check. And she'll be running it back, running tracks, running my mouth because she'll do nothing but spit straight back.
Honestly.
It's Booker G's of the A to the B-E-Y, so you better think how to be a little jokey joke because we're here to bring the schmuck. We've got all the answers and advice absolutely nobody has asked for. She's your new favorite radio hostess with the mostest, a.k.a. Gabby on the Rocks, a.k.a. Holy Spice, a.k.a. Booker G, because can you take it?
Good morning, everyone. And, you know, Gabs was revealing my outfit for today. It's getting colder. It's getting chillier. What?
Nothing. It looks great.
You're mocking me, aren't you, already?
No, I would never.
I had the aircon on heat. This is telling you a little something about what the weather change is going on around here, right?
On the feet. Mm-hmm. On the feet area.
I had it on the legs. Mm. The nice big legs. Anyways, what do we got for today's hotty?
Don't even worry about it, bro. What I want, because we got the Spice Girls.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna say to say,
if you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it last. Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together and we'll be just fine.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friend.
Making love forever, friendship never ends.
If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is. Oh, what you think about that? Now you know how I feel. Say you can handle my love. Are you for real?
Are you for real?
Now don't go within. I'll give you a try. If you really love me when I say goodbye.
Oh,
tell me what I want, what I really, really want.
I want these two to shut the hell up. If I could ask for anything, it's to you to shut the hell up, all right? Posh Spice is in the building, and I need me a nice, rich husband.
Yeah, Polish Spice.
I need me a nice, rich husband plays footy. And we had Ginger.
Tell the truth.
Ginger Spice used to work here once upon a time. Now he works at Tahi FM.
Morning, Shaq, and it's time for us to just catch up and what everybody got up to yesterday.
Yes, what did everyone get up to after work? It's my time to investigate. What did you get up to?
You're so nosy, eh?
Hey.
What did you get up to?
I saw you on your stories. What were you up to?
I saw what you guys were doing. Yeah, but you haven't been on social media lately.
Yeah, no, I'm having a bit of a break. Gives me a headache. Give myself a headache on that.
Okay, so what did you get up to? Because I can't spy and see what you're up to.
I did a shoot yesterday with these guys, the Digi team. I was quite nervous.
How come they picked you and didn't pick me and Tim?
Because it's for International Women's Day.
Are you identifying me? Are you? Or
do you want to go
assuming,
there?
Are you assuming?
Do you want to go there? Do you want to go down that
All
road?
All I'm saying is don't assume, digital team.
Do you know what assuming does? Makes an ass out of who?
You and me. Hey.
Assume me.
Okay, well, I'll get them to come and ask you if you want to say something.
Terrible. Oh, nice. And how'd that go? Because you weren't I'm gonna be honest, you weren't dressed for a shoot.
I wasn't. Hey. I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
I was not dressed, and I was. They were like, "Oh, can you take your hat off?" And I was like, "No, I haven't brushed my hair."
Women's Day, but the shoot looks like it's a guy.
Shut up.
Nah, jokes.
Gosh.
I'm just jealous.
I'm having a bad hair week, okay? And then so Rotsi had to like go and put some extra stuff up for the lighting.
Oh. Did it come out all good?
I don't know. I just. I'm not on social media, so I don't care.
Why couldn't they just take photos from our last shoot?
No, it's a video.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah, anyway, so I did that, and then I had a meeting. And then, yeah, I just had to do some stuff, some life
fails,
admin
eh?
Stuff, some fails, and yeah.
Damn.
That's about it.
It's life.
That is life. What about you, you two?
Well, me, I had a... It was an admin day for me doing Bumble jobs, but... Then I went to a... It was funny. It's Wednesday. I went to a stag night.
Oh, I went to a stag night.
Yes, it was my good friend Whitey. He's getting married.
Oh, congratulations, Whitey.
On Saturday. Yeah, so I went and caught up with the boys. And then I came home. I left that place at 10:45. And there was roadworks. I didn't get home till 12:30.
Oh, my gosh.
So don't mind me if I'm being a bit all jumpy today.
Yeah.
Okay.
That explains the bags.
Stop bagging on
under
me,
under the
man.
Eyes, that is.
Oh, Tim Berg, you came through bearing gifts today. Okay, what you been up to?
So, like, I've told everybody yesterday I'm on that 3D journey, 3D printer, and I came through, and Regan's wearing the ring that I got her.
It's actually really cool. I'm very impressed.
I actually made that for Gabby, but it won't fit her, so
you never tried it.
Yeah, she never actually tried it, but Regan took it.
Because it wasn't for me.
You look at your hands. Damn.
It's pretty big.
Big hands, bro.
Yeah, so, I just been twittering with the printer, and then I made a ring, and I made some Mortal Kombat stuff.
Man, me and Gabs are both impressed about how quick it was.
When it came out, I was like, wow.
The quality of this stuff is really good.
Thank you, man.
Man, you up, bro.
I'm getting there. I'm getting better at it, eh?
All right.
It doesn't fit. You purposely made it not fit.
Wow. Sorry, man.
Well, you can get us at Shopify.
Yeah, you can catch us at Pacifica this weekend selling this and at Polyfest.
It's some good stuff, man. I can't wait to see more.
We're getting into that.
Out of this. Nothing was that you never thought you needed to know until you heard it from me. And the bros
and Gabs.
And maybe that's what we do from now on. Are we all opposed to this?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Come through. Yeah.
Like
so
it.
Today on the Out of It news, we're going all the way to America, and Snoop Dogg's in a bit of problems. Oh, not problems. He's him and Master P.
Oh wow.
They're going at Walmart. So Snoop Dogg and Master P have joined up. In 2022, they joined up together to make a food brand called Brodus Foods.
Brodus Foods.
Because that's his real name. That's his last name, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
So, and they're taking now, 2 years later, they're taking Walmart and a place called Post Consumables, where they sell to court over what they call choking, which is like, they have a brand, they put it into Walmart, but then they don't actually put it out on the thing. They say it's sold out, but in reality, it's back in the,
So they're not making any sales.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Conspiracy-wise, they're saying that Kellogg's, who make cereal, paid them big
just
money
to
not,
them
not, put, it on, not
wow.
put it
on. Is it like a similar cereal? There
yeah. So, so the first one. So Snoop Dogg actually went to Kellogg's to pitch the idea.
Yeah.
And they were going to do it, and then Kellogg said no. All right.
So he ended up doing it on his own.
Yes. And then he did it on his own, and he created it all, and now they're trying to get him.
Wow.
Get him and Master P. Yeah. He's got a couple of different ones, but the first one that he tried was Snoop Loops.
Oh, that's
Snoop
cool.
Loops.
Snoop Loops, yeah. So he tried that one.
That's good.
And, he sold them in other places, but Walmart are like, nah. Well, they say, no, we just sell out, but it's actually sitting in the back and they don't sell it.
Damn. And they sort of gets them out of business because they're not making any sales.
There you go, see?
That is crazy.
So, yeah, there's a huge thing going on at the moment. So, yeah, so they're saying that they're hiding it in their stock rooms and then it's coded, but it's not on the shelves. So if you go there and you go, hey, like if you can see it on the internet, it's like, but it's out of stock, but not really.
It's all at the back getting mould on them.
Yeah. Be here on the beat of the Pacific. It's New FM, the morning shack.
Mm.
And we're getting into that out of the news.
Out of the news. said you never thought you needed to know until you heard it from me.
Me and the Bros.
And Gabs.
Mm-hmm. The first one was better. Gabs, yeah. You did your part.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
And there's a bit of a beat there, and then me and the Bros or something.
Me and the Bros. Just get a little trill on it, brother. Today's on the Out of the News, we're going all the way to America. Snoop Dogg has been, they've been hustling. They've been hustling,
man. They out here in these streets, man.
He's been hustling everything, hey?
He does it all, man.
Ah. He's had wine.
Yes.
He's had,
he was lighters. On a song of Katy Perry.
Yeah. Wow, West Coast.
Oh, yeah, he did the lighters. He's
the girls that knows the most.
Didn't he do the smokers?
Yeah, and then he did vapes.
Oh, man.
Now he's gone back to smokes. He's all over.
Bring the smoker, if anything, to Walmart.
I said, what else did he? There's heaps of things.
He's been on a lot of ventures.
Now he's getting into the food game and Walmart are not having it. They're like, nah, get out of here. He's got fruit. Instead of Fruit Loops, it's Snoop Loops.
Is that the name of one of them?
That's one of them.
Ah. Yeah,
that's a cool name. He's got a Z on the end of it too.
Give me some of that Snoop Loops, bro.
Snoop Loops.
And like the packaging looks a lot better than the other one. That's Fruit Loops.
Ah.
But he's got two other ones. Anyone want to take a guess?
187 was one of the ones that I came up with. Serial Killer.
Hey, that's a good one.
Hey, give me some of those 187s, man.
Man, that's good.
That's what I thought.
What's 187?
That's the police code for murder.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
187, serial killer, man.
So police go, we got a 187 on the judge. Need backup. That's how we do
it. Come on, man. Come at me, bro.
Gabby's learnt more gangster stuff here than ever.
Than ever in my whole entire life.
Damn. Now she can,
why I was like, gee, yesterday.
Ooh. Yeah, I know. We heard that. So just so everybody knows, Gabby rang up and she goes, gee. And I was like, oh. And then Gabby, to Regan. Whoa.
I was like, damn, you never call me a G.
Because you're not a G.
No, you're not. You're lowercase.
With a macron on it. The other one is Frosted Drizzles.
Frosted Drizzles.
Yep. Frosted Drizzles for shizzles.
I see that, yeah.
See what I mean? And the last one is Cinnamon Toasties.
Cinnamon Toasties.
Yeah.
Damn, that's good.
That's so yum.
Toasties.
Now I understand why Kellogg's is scared.
Yeah,
that's the
thing. It looks, it's cool. Like,
oh, that looks cool. Yeah. See
what I'm saying?
Yeah. I would buy that. Yeah, yep. Yeah. Kellogg's, it's a threat.
He's even got like a little. He's got dogs that are with it.
That's mean.
And randomly a Mr. Polar Bear. I don't know.
That looks like the polar bear from those ice blocks.
Yeah,
yeah, that looks cool.
He's also got Mama Snoop's grits.
Oh, man.
And pancake mix with his mom. And maple syrup.
Wow.
Oh, that lady is his mom.
That's his mom.
Yeah. So cool.
Talking about Snoop Dogg getting strong-armed from Walmart. They're like, no. We don't have any more of your cereal, but they know for damn sure.
Already it's out back.
Yeah. The Kellogg's are out here pushing their agenda.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
He's
got some really cool ideas so he's got Snoop Loops, which are like Fruit Loops. He's got the Cinnamon Toasties, which is the cinnamon toast, whatever it is.
They sound yum.
Yeah. Mm. And the other one is the Drizzles.
The Drizzles.
Yeah.
Nice.
So what would be, if you could create a brand of anybody, what cereal would you create?
Mm-hmm. We're going into the text line?
Yeah.
Someone said, Cam's here on the text line. He's got a few Yorkians. If Decepticons had a cereal, it would be called the Decepticorn Flakes.
Damn, Cam's on today.
He got another one here too. He said, if Meek Mill had a cereal, Meek Bix. Yes, Daddy, I like that one.
Daddy,
I like that.
Oh, damn, I don't have that up. Okay, Graffiti Grain is another one that
Graffiti Grain.
Who's that after?
Just in general.
Graffiti.
Oh, okay.
Just making graffiti.
I got a few here. Miley Cyrus, come on, man. Yeah. What do you reckon? Hey, I got another one here. Rick Rice Bubbles. Rick Roach Bubbles.
Okay.
Rick Roach Bubbles. No twang to that?
No, I'm a fan. I've got Crispy Crips.
Crispy Crips. I like that.
Crispy Crips.
I've got J Cheerios.
Jay Zizzle. This is, yeah, it gets hard, eh? Like, it's very, I don't know how he does it. He just comes up with new things all the time.
Someone also texted on through a Dory and a V.
A what?
A Dory and a V.
A Dory and a V.
Is that like a West Side Breakfast?
Yeah, a Dory and a V. A Dory and a V. A Dory and a V flake. Just you.
I've got a few more here. Someone said, I'd call mine Crunch on the Feces.
What? Wow.
And also cereal scums. Crunch on D's.
Crunch on D's.
Yes. And you know what? We're about to take a little trip down memory lane after the debacle that happened yesterday. Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, all down. Got me thinking to myself, you know what? What one website that never went down, never broke my heart, never got me in a frenzy?
What?
Bebo. Bebo never let me down once.
I've got nothing but fond memories of Bebo.
Yeah, you know what? I never went and logged in and then, where's my page gone? What the hell's going on?
Is it completely gone, like, from the internet now, Bebo?
It has.
I think it has. They were trying to revamp it once upon a time.
I was, man, when I heard that, I was excited.
Yeah.
Because I had all, it was almost like a time capsule.
Going back
in. I could log back in and I'd be able to see all my six top friends.
See all my skins.
Yep.
Who was your better half? Oh, your other half. What is it called? The other half.
The other half. And you know what? That's exactly what I wanted to talk about. Your other half. I want to give a shout out to whoever your other half is. If you remember exactly what their name was, or if you remember what their Bebo handle was, it's time for us to take a little trip down there. Maybe these guys are still together.
Jordan Gavetta, T-Said on the beat of the Pacific's New FM, the Morning Chick.
And you know what? That song may have been on your Bebo page once upon a time. That throws me right back to Bebo. That song, even this song playing right now.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, what's the first song that reminds you of Bebo?
It would be that song that just played Jordan Gavitt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was around. That one that we play now, that's a remake of the original.
Oh,
version.
I see.
Yeah.
That was one.
That was a good time.
Chocolate Rain. Fan of the Chocolate Rain there?
Who's
Gabs?
That?
It's Tayson Day.
Chocolate Rain. Do you remember that song?
I do not know that song.
Oh, man, I need to. Hey.
So too old.
You're going to play it one time right there.
I've
got
to find that. Keep talking.
Yeah, well, you know what? We are taking a little bit of a trip down memory lane, talking about Bebo, one of the sites that never let us down, and in comparison to what happened yesterday, which was Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, just fully flopping itself. Mm-hmm. Got me thinking about our other halves. Are you still with your other half on Bebo? Who knows? That's the question that we want to ask. Do you remember who your other half was on Bebo there, Gabs?
I do not. I am sitting here trying to think who...
Was it a boy?
It was like a different... I had like a different... You know, you could have different other halves. Like, you just go around and ask people.
Yeah, it didn't necessarily... It didn't necessarily have to be, you know, the opposite sex. So I think it could be your best friend or whatever. Do you remember who your other half was? Was it a best friend? Was it a guy? Was it...
No, I think it was a girl. I just can't remember who it was.
Oh, my gosh. That's sad.
Why is that sad?
I don't know. It's just like, hey, you really actually meant nothing to me once upon a time.
I can't think back that far.
Damn.
Like, do you remember yours?
I remember the handle, but I don't remember who it was.
Was it like a random person?
It was somebody I was just chatting to. I think I may have met them at Bring It On.
And then you made them your other half?
Yes. The handle was Mangry's Finest. Mangry's Finest. And that was how it was spelled. Mangry.
Was it lowercase, uppercase?
Oh, no, it wasn't.
That's how you know you're down for the streets.
I know.
Mangry, but the finest was spelled with a FY. Finest.
Did I have a, was the S a dollar sign?
No. Damn, Gab's really out here, man.
Just underscores instead of space. Boom.
Oh, yo, wait. Do you remember who your other half was?
I remember mine was my bro, Brian, who was, he was my basketball, my brother from basketball.
That's mean. That's cool.
Because we would kill everybody 2-on-2.
Yeah.
So that was my guy.
Oh, yeah. Man. Tag teams, bro.
This is our Chocolate Rain.
Look at this. Sounds like a video game.
Here he comes.
Chocolate Rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain.
Chocolate Rain. He was like the first like viral guy I remember.
Pretty much, man. Yeah, this guy was on.
The school books say it can't be here again.
Chocolate Rain.
And when you see him, it's Buzzy because he's a skinny African American dude.
And got a low voice.
He sounds like that.
He got a low voice.
Build a tent and say the world is dry, chocolate green.
So just listening to him, I would think he was a white guy.
Yeah, no, that's what made everybody go, what the hell is going on?
We're taking a little bit of a trip down memory lane. Talking all about Bebo, a site that never, ever let me down when I was out there using it.
Memory lane. Memory lane. My Bebo followers up and down again.
Talking all about your other halves.
You drawed a diddle on my Facebook wall again. Remember that was the thing?
There was.
So, Gabs, I don't think Gabs was involved in this.
Whiteboards, do you remember having those on your page?
Is that when you can send messages to people?
No, this is like, you got like a wall, like a place where people can draw on your page.
Man, everyone would just go on and draw.
Draw inappropriate things on my page.
Inappropriate body parts.
That's what yous would do.
Yeah.
I saw your taggings on the motorways.
Oh, whoa. Once upon a time. But yes, other halves. Do you still hang out with your other half? Do you remember their handle? Do you remember their name even? Gabs doesn't remember anything about her other half. It meant nothing to her back in the days.
No, it didn't.
All right, we're getting into the text line right now. What have we got going on?
I gotta be careful, eh? I'm looking at all these and I'm like, can I say that on the radio?
Can you say it on the radio?
Okay, we got my other half's name was Baby Blue Pimpsis.
Pimpsis. Now that rings a classic bell in my ear. Pimpsis.
I said, nah, African Queen was my one.
Oh.
Back in those days, people used to do the old, I'm half Spanish, half
on
Puerto Rican.
Half Tongan.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of Ecuadorian in
there. I've got a little ass bit of Tongan though. That's about it.
It's the German Spanish Samoan ones.
Everybody had something like that. And there was no such thing as the 21andMe thing.
Nah.
You couldn't go and get your genealogy done.
No, you just make it up.
You just, what was her name? Lopez.
We've got a last one here to wrap everything on up. Someone says, shout out to my ex, Nijin Foilole 274. And the way it's been typed out is lowercase, uppercase. You know this was an OG from...
That's the only way you can do it.
Yes, and we are joined by a very, very special guest on the show today. You would have seen him all over social media. He is showcasing the best side of New Zealand culture, Pasifika culture and Māori culture as well. Give it up for Charles, everybody!
How are you, mate?
I'm good. Thank you very much for having me.
It's cool to just hear you, bro. Like, we've been watching your videos for so long. Like, when you first started off, it's cool that you're here, mate.
Mate, honestly, I'm buzzing to be here. And you know what? Buzzing to be in Auckland as well. Big, big, big fan of this city. So, thank you for having me.
It's a first day. Normally, people come to Auckland, they're like, ugh.
Get me the hell out of here.
No, I love it, man. I think it's a good place, good vibe. You know, I think, like I said, it's got something for everyone. You know, I was in South yesterday. I was in West the day before. I've been staying in CBD. So, yeah, I've been getting around the city as much as I can. I just love it. I really do.
That's good, man. Seeing you get around and all that stuff as well. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and like your background and how you got into social media?
Yeah, of course. So I've been living in Aotearoa for 4 years and essentially about 18 months ago, maybe a little bit less, I went to Kmart, got a $40 ring light and I just got a cheap little microphone, recorded a random video. It was something like 10 things they don't tell you before moving to New Zealand.
Wow.
And after 10 days, no views, nothing. I was at a football game, Wellington Phoenix. This kid came up to me and was like, oh, you're the fella off YouTube. I was like, oh, you're one of the six people that's seen it. He was like, nah, man, check the views. I looked on, it was going wild.
Wow.
I was like, oh, hang on a minute, this could be something. So I just sort of sat down, just smashed out as many kind of, dare I say, bedroom, 10 things videos as I possibly could. And then I thought, you know what? I want to get across the motto. I want to get out there, go to different places. So I was headed to Hamilton, obviously up to Auckland, Taupo, and I just absolutely loved it. So, yeah, it's been an amazing journey, but only getting started.
Definitely. So it's been good to have you on the show as well too, man. Sheesh.
What's been something that's like really surprised you about Aotearoa so far?
Oh, where to start? I think at the end of the day, you know, a lot of people come to this country from, you know, the US, Europe, wherever, and they go to places like Queenstown and they put that on social media. It's like, oh, New Zealand's so beautiful. Obviously it is, you know, of course, you know, it doesn't, anyone can see that Queenstown is absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. But for me, you know, in my first couple of weeks of being in this country, I went out to Porirua, because obviously, as I said, I've been living in, I love Queenstown, man, love it. And I was at a place, Taropodaha Arena, and I was chatting to this lady and she was sort of telling me about what life is like for people in the country, and I thought, oh, you know, she's telling me about the schemes that kids that go on and what it's like for young people and families and everything else, and I thought, these people, a lot of these people haven't actually been to Queenstown themselves. So who the heck am I to go to Queenstown and say this country's beautiful when these stories aren't being told? I'm not saying that, you know, people need a camera shoved in their face. I'm not saying that at all, but I'm just saying that to say that Queenstown is representative of this country, you're doing yourself a disservice as well. You're not experiencing the culture.
This is what we wanted to do since we got you here. On the text line, we've already got people that are excited that you're here. Rob has come through. What up, Curls? Choo-hoo! But we want to know, where does our bro Curls need to go next?
Yes, and we're joined on the show by our good friend Curls, everybody!
Okay, man. So you're just going around the Motu, going around the country. Is there any places that you want to go to that you haven't gone to yet?
Definitely. I've never been further. I'm ashamed to say this, to be honest, but I've actually never been further north than Auckland. So Whangarei, anywhere like Northland, I really am so keen to head there. And also Gizzy. I'm desperate to head to Gisborne, head down the 35, Power Pie. I want to do all of that. So I've not done those key spots yet. They're next, definitely.
On way.
You know, bro, and I know you've been here for 4 years. I know people that have been here, have been born here, and the pronunciation of everything is, you really put a lot of effort into it, and it's so cool to hear you, bro.
I think that's what I respect the most, like, you know, is that you actually put in a great effort to learn the names and pronounce them properly, you know, so it's amazing, bro.
I appreciate that a lot, but I think at the end of the day, you know, I've got a lot to thank for people who are accepting of me accepting their culture, you see what I mean? There's a lot of cultures around the world that like to gatekeep and don't really sort of embrace, dare I say, outsiders trying to get involved with their culture, but the cultures in this country are just so warm, like, you know, how can I not? So it works both ways, man. But yeah, I appreciate the love, of course I do.
Nice, man. And also, you're speaking off about how you travelled. You just recently been back home?
Yes.
How's it been since you've travelled back home versus, like, you know, what you've seen here in New Zealand? Have you been spreading the word, the good word?
Of course, man. Of course. I've been banging the drum the whole time. Even obviously before I started doing videos, of course, I've been banging that drum. But yeah, it was nice. I definitely, as I say, after like being home for a little bit, that initial hit of, you know, it's Christmas, seeing my family was lovely. But after 3 weeks, I was a bit like, kind of ready to go back to New Zealand, to be honest.
Pop Manu's back in New Zealand,
mate. What about the Manu game? Are you popping Manus?
Do you know what? I don't want to say I'm perfect at popping a Manu, but I like to think I can pop a Manu.
You're efficient. At least you've got a base of popping a Manu.
I've got something to improve upon. Let's put it that way. Yeah, for sure.
Is Manu's a thing back home from where you're from, or what do you call it? Just diving?
Not, jumping in the pool.
We've got Curls in the building. Let's go!
For those that don't know Curls, he's the man that just goes around and tries certain things around our country.
He's showcasing the best side of Aotearoa, I feel, man. So good. It's so good. But yes, we're heading over into the text line now. You know, we put it out to you guys. We said, hey, where's the place that, you know, you recommend that Curl should go to? And we're going to just double check and see whether he's been there or not. Okay, what have we got there in the text line?
We've got someone say, Sue, hey, this is from Digger Joe. He says, I love the content. Are you going to any Warriors games?
Oh, fantastic question. I've been to one. I went to one back in April where they won the Golden Point 2019. That was unreal. It was so good. But yeah, I definitely need to go to more. 100% up the Wars.
Come on. He asked if you're going to the Friday one, but you're heading down back down to Wellington?
Yeah, I'm heading to the Hurricanes game this week.
It's just the Hurricanes are all goods by me. Okay? You don't even know rugby.
This guy hangs off Adi Savio one time, man. Now
hey, that's my friend,
up,
man. Leave him alone. He doesn't even play for them anymore. He plays for Kobe at the moment.
Someone in the text line said, Curls the bunny kicker guy. What does that mean?
Oh, I just love bunny kicker. Oh. that's all there is to it. I just love it. Yeah.
Have you had one with like chocolate inside?
Stop it.
Okay. Curls.
Sorry.
Listen, there's a reason why I brought you here. It's because we can't do a big room, but I'll take you to some spots after the show.
Please.
I gotcha.
Honestly.
All right.
This guy's the guy, man. Yeah. He's the guy. Also got another text saying, go up north while the kinners are still abundant. People were giving them away for free last week at the Fusion in Whangarei.
Fan of the kinners?
Yeah, I love kinner. I've not had it that many times, but of the few occasions I have, I love it. I've never had it fresh. I've only ever had it out of time, so I've never tried it fresh. I'm desperate.
If you do, then you're going to end up in the toilet for a little bit.
I was going to say, next day after I had it, I didn't feel too great, but you know.
Hey, it's worth it.
It's worth it.
Worth it for the gold.
Chuck them on some toast and some crumpets. Damn.
That's what we want to ask about too, crumpets, right? Riggs, we were going to bring some crumpets in and have it with kinners on top of it. What was your thought process on that?
Oh, well, I mean, when I've tried kinner, I had it with toast and butter and mayo, like a little bit of like, you know, the QP Japanese mayo?
Yes.
Yeah, trust me, that was me. So on crumpet, yes, definitely. Let it soak in through the little crumpet holes. Now we're talking.
I'm getting hungry, man. We've got curls, everybody.
All rise. You know what we do on a Thursday? We go over to the Royal Court and we sue whoever we want to because we can. And today on the Royal Court, we are suing tourists. Tourists here in Auckland, tourists here in New Zealand, tourists, what do they annoy about? What about them annoys you? I'm sorry, my English is falling out. Jackson.
Oh, right. Luckily we have someone from the England area.
The London area?
He's from the London area, actually. Thank you very much.
Wow, my bad.
Curls is over here having a laugh.
Oh, damn.
He's laughing at you.
Yeah.
And your accent.
All right.
What's the haps?
All right. Who's first? Who wants to get it?
Well, we need to get our paperwork in a little bit in order, if anything, okay? That's what we need to do.
Before we go, I think Curls needs to be the governor of accents. How are we going there, Curls?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm also liking the change in tone as well. A bit gruff. Yeah, I'm liking it.
Yeah.
What area do you think this accent will be from with you in England? Where would that be?
This little place, it's called Auckland. I'm not sure.
Auckland.
From South Auckland.
South Auckland.
Yeah.
That's good, man. It's very nice.
All right. Well, you know, we need to get our documents in order and start getting ready to sue anyone. Gabs, what do you reckon? Who are you going to bring to the table?
I will do it when we come back from the break. Curls, you got anyone that you want to sue, any tourist that you want to sue on your time here?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I take the train a lot, whether it's here, whether it's London, wherever.
Mm.
If someone isn't sure how it works with the card and swiping, I totally get it, but don't be there looking in your pockets, fiddling around the cards, in the way of the barriers. Go to the side. We're all trying to get to work.
Curls,
come on.
Curls, we're going to give him 25 to life.
Oh, damn.
You better stop fiddling in your pockets.
All right. Well, we need
And looking for your card as well.
Order. Here we are on Thursday, March the 7th, 2024, here at the Royal Court. And today, Your Honour, we are suing tourists.
Mm.
Every little thing that tourists do to just ruin our day.
Yeah, I hate them. Oh, wait, sorry, no, I don't.
Wow.
We've got a tourist in the studio this morning. They're welcome, Curls.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Curls in the building, everyone.
Yes, let's get a gavel. Order.
Okay.
Who wants to put someone up first for
me? All right, I've got my documents ready now here, Judge Butch.
Yeah.
And I want to let you know, those people who just take photos of random things around Aotearoa, they need to go to jail. Stop taking a photo of that random tree.
Yeah.
Stop taking a photo of that random statue.
Is that a Pūtakaua tree?
I don't know, but you can probably see that tree back at home as well.
Okay. Does that still go for the ones that live stream everything on the Instagram?
In fact, those people need to get in the bin too.
Thank you. They're going to the cells.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else to add there?
Yes, Your Honour. When I go for a walk up Mount Eden, you know, I'm going for peace. I'm going to meditate. And then I get stopped and people want to talk to me.
Mm.
People want me to take their photos.
Oh, no.
And I don't understand what they're saying. I'm just trying to enjoy my peaceful meditation. I'm trying to get some fresh air. I don't want to take your photo.
Here's the thing, I'm actually sending you to the cells for the poor use of English. It's not meditation.
That's my British accent saying meditation.
Well, you and your British accent needs to get in the sales.
Yeah.
Your Honour, that's not fair. I'd like to object. I'd like to appeal
you
your
guillotine.
You want.
Guillotine. Guillotine. Chop her head off.
Okay. Oh, what? Well, this turned into something I did not expect.
Sorry.
Okay. Curls, anything else you would like to add here?
Selfie sticks.
Oh.
My days and nights. When I honestly, I'm not joking, about 6 months ago, this lady, she had a selfie stick on the waterfront in Wellington. She turned around, smacked me on the arm.
Oh,
there she is.
Oh,
you're lucky it was the arm. Yeah. Might have been up the bum.
What's the sentence on that one, Butch?
25 slaps.
Oh. 25 selfies.
25 spanks with the selfie stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are headed to the Royal Court right now.
Yes, that time of your Thursday where we go and sue some people. And today we're suing all things Taurus. Mm. What do Taurus do here in our country that, you know, just get on your little nerves?
On your little
nerves. Not on the big nerves, all right? We're not that serious.
No.
Calm down, all of you.
Relax.
Pipe down.
We're going over to the text line for this one.
Mm.
Someone has come through and said, stop trying to haggle. Just because you can haggle somewhere for a couple of money here and there, or try and get this money off. That does not how that works here.
You pay full price.
Have you seen that at Curls?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I was in Southeast Asia a couple of months ago. I was haggling left, right, and centre at the markets. It was great, but don't be trying that in, like, you know, Curry House in Wellington. Like, what are you playing at?
Hard out, hard out. And also, we got some other people texting on through. Someone texted on through, double check the slang when you're being taught it.
Oh.
Hey,
yeah.
There's a few times when people try and trick you and try and teach you the swear words and try and, next thing you know, you're going to grandma saying the K word.
And that's what we're going to be doing our podcast all about.
Oh, definitely tune in a little bit longer.
Yeah, someone else in the text line has said, when they get in the way, they're staring at their maps, trying to figure out where they're going to go. Please get out of the way.
Curls, what are your thoughts?
100%. You need to figure out where you're going, but just don't do it in the middle of the path. Move to the side. Come on.
Do it on the road. That's what someone said.
Do it on the motorway.
Wow.
Do it on the motorway, all right?
Relax.
All right, you're all going to the south. Check.
Listen, we got the takeover hour. It's Curls in the building, everybody.
Here we go, eh? Man, it's funny. Curls just did the salute sign like he was on TV. Brother, it's a radio, brother.
Sorry, brother. We can see you.
We saw it.
I'm just cheering myself up.
Sorry,
I was just going to ask, what Pacific greetings have you learnt while you're here?
Oh, wow. Malouso.
Ah, oh, there we go. You can say Malouso morning check.
That's my favourite.
Sapus. Also, my favourite, unlucky use.
Oh.
That's my favourite.
Unlucky use and Malouso. Yeah, those are some good ones, right? Talk to us about your food journey, man. Where have you been? What have you been up to? What's your favourite food so far?
Oh, wow, where to start? Well, do you know what? I want to give a special shout-out. I was in Flaxmere up in Hawke's Bay a couple of days ago, and I tried something that I'd not had before, Siu Pee turkey tail. Oh, my days and nights. I appreciate, you know, a lot of people think it's quite fatty, but this, if you have it every once in a while, it was like gold. Like, it just tasted unbelievable. So it was really, really nice.
Do you know the story behind the turkey tail?
No, not at all.
So, like, American Samoa.
Yep.
Yeah, so Americans used to just cut off the tails and like, they were like, just give them over to American Samoa. Yeah.
No way.
That's how it started, yeah.
So this is what I mean. They created a delicacy out of it?
Yeah, and then it's, and it's, you know, why the obesity rate. Rates are quite huge.
Mm.
Yeah. So anyway, sorry to put a rain cloud over that one.
But they're too nice, that's why.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Addictive.
Also, Samoa's finest in Waitangarua and Porirua. I had lamb flaps over there.
Dangerous.
The meat was just, I think I made a video and actually said it's almost too tender. Like, it was just perfectly cooked. It was ridiculous.
I'm getting hungry just thinking.
I haven't even had lamb flaps. You have more Samoan than me.
You got to try it, honestly.
Flaps the other day. Name flaps, I mean. What? Moving on.
And they say as well, I don't know if it's true, they say, is it taro? Correct me if I'm wrong. It's a natural steroid. It makes you feel stronger.
Yeah.
Is it true? Yeah. So I've been trying to hit the gym and then go there afterwards.
You need to try the Nuer taro. Now, that
True.
It's different, bro.
What's the difference?
What happened to you? You haven't eaten it. Look at your legs.
Oh, it's because I didn't eat enough of it. Oh, it's okay. A new way, by the way. The reason because it's so nice is because, like, it's made from, like, the ground in Niue is, like, volcanic.
Oh,
yeah. So, like, nice. when we put it, it's quite hard to grow over there because the soil is, like, came from volcanic ash and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's why it tastes so nice, man. It's different. All right, we are talking all about food spots, you know, recommendations. Where do you think someone like Curls needs to go through and have a feed?
Curls, a couple of days ago you said, man, where can I get a boil up? Did you partake in the boil up?
Funnily enough.
Oh, sorry, bro. There we go. Yep.
Funnily enough, the boil up is coming today. Otahu, there's a place, I think it's called the Hangi Shop,
I believe.
I'm heading there today. So, yeah, two spots cool. On my list today. I've got there and Broke Boy Taco as well. I'm going to be heading to today as well. So, those, I appreciate slightly different vibes, but yeah, that's on my agenda today.
Let's go.
Very excited.
While you're in Otahu, you need to go to Binaki's. Someone's still there.
Educate the man.
Educate him, please.
Bunkekes. They've got German buns.
German buns. I've heard about German buns, but I've never had one. Apparently, they're amazing.
The Binaki's ones are the best.
Yeah, it's not a Frankfurter in it. It's beautiful.
Wow.
It's Germans.
It's good. We're going to go heading over to the text line right now. Someone texted on through Lil Abner's. Have you heard of Lil Abner's?
I have heard of Lil Abner's. I've not been, but I have heard of it.
If you want a sore stomach, that's what you get.
Hey.
Oh, really?
No.
Not the Denny's.
Hey, if you want a sore stomach, go to Denny's.
Yeah, that's where you go.
D-grade for delicious. Okay.
Have you been to Clendon by any chance?
Clendon Bakery, I haven't, but that is another one that people have recommended a heck of a lot, yeah.
That's my go-to.
Whereabouts is that? Whereabouts is
St. Clendon just down the road?
Oh, okay. It's near.
Maybe we go there after the same. Yeah,
done.
Yeah, if you want to go back to England and have a sore stomach again, man.
Oh, now see, here's the thing. Have you been to Hong Kong Bakery?
No. I just recently went there, and I'm fine, guys, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
What other, corned beef is a staple in a lot of our, all of our diets, really.
Yeah.
Have you participated in some corned beef?
I have had corned beef, but I don't know if it's maybe in the same style because back home we have corned beef.
Yeah.
But I'm talking like sliced cold in sandwiches. So is that a similar vibe?
We call it corn silver side here.
Oh.
And it's corned beef is in the
tin.
Oh.
Corned beef and spaghetti.
Wait, so you mean the UK has taken something and made it ridiculously bland and flavourless?
Yeah.
How out of character? Yeah, no, yeah.
Listen, it is everybody's favourite time of their Thursday morning. You've been waiting all week for this segment. It's Gabs' Riddle the Riddle.
Have we really, though?
Yes, you have.
All right, well, you know what? Get your Panadols ready. It's time for the biggest headache you've ever had in your life.
So, Curls, I come up with a riddle on the spot. I don't Google it whatsoever. And you have to give me the answer. And you might be the first ever person... Actually, wait, second person after Eli to win a prize from Louis Office that you never receive.
Smiles all around.
Smile, like everyone, you get a free else. Smile. All right, so are you ready for Gabs' Riddle?
Ready.
All right, okay. You see me once in June, twice in November, and not at all in May. What am I?
See, I'm already getting a headache. Okay, one more time.
Yeah, again.
One more time.
You see me once in June, twice in November, and not at all in May. What am I?
Damn.
I think I've got a solid guess. I'm. Do you know what? I'm quietly confident.
Okay.
Quietly confident.
All right.
Well, I don't want to get to big one boots.
Okay, you hold on to that answer. 466 on the 6 line. If you think you know what it is, text it on through.
One more time for the listeners out there.
You see me once in June, twice in November, and not at all in May. What am I?
Okay.
I miss you, Rowdy, my son. You haven't seen you in 2 years.
I miss you, my dad.
I'll see you down in Fielding. I'll come and visit you in Fielding.
On Matariki weekend.
It's your favourite part of your Thursday. It's Gabs' Riddle the Riddle. Now, before the break, I gave everyone a riddle, and Curls over here, he reckons he's got the answer. What? Don't you?
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Ooh.
Run it back one more time for the people.
Okay. You see me once in June, twice in November, and not at all in May.
Wow.
What am I?
Someone texted on through child support payments.
Is that your son?
No.
Is that one of your sons?
Well, might be one of my baby mamas, but hey. Who knows?
That's the person that texts IOU all the time too, so it must be.
Is that on the list?
No, it is not.
Damn. Someone said, is it the gym? is it?
That's a good one.
No?
No, it's not, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Someone also said, is it September, the month September?
Mm, you see me what?
That's not.
See me once, shame on you.
I don't.
See me twice, shame on
guys,
us.
Guys, come on.
See me twice, September. I don't know.
I don't know what's going on with these answers.
Okay, what is it? Oh, well, let's see if Kills has got it.
What do you reckon, bro?
Okay, is it the letter E?
Yes,
get that man a prize.
I told you Oxford. This guy is Oxford, man.
Is that dictionary guy.
Oh, get this guy a smile ASAP.
You've heard a similar riddle before, haven't you?
I actually wrote that one. No, I didn't know that.
The professor at Oxford has told him that one.